Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Welcome, everybody.
Happy Good afternoon.
Happy Wellness Wednesday here at the Country Doctor Nutrition Center in Cheyenne. We're good. We actually got started. This is a first for you and I.
Yeah.
We started a minute or two early. It gives people an opportunity to get notified that we are live here at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center and give them a chance to jump on and catch this discussion in its entirety. And boy, we had a... Hi, Rita. Thanks for joining us. We had a really amazing practitioner weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't here this year, though.
Well,
Craig got to visit family.
Busy visiting family.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a smart thing to do. In fact, that is could be added to our list today.
Absolutely. Being able to enjoy your family.
Yeah, top benefits of maintaining good health. We want you to chime in and make your personal comments known on the Facebook page here today on this topic, because everybody has little things that they love to do, mm-hmm. that they know they benefit from, they feel better, they perform better, whatever it is. And so be sure and throw your 2 cents worth in the comments section.
Absolutely.
As we dive into today's topic, we've got a few more folks joining here, so we'll let them get on with the Facebook page and we'll have an opportunity to, let me get my recordings set up properly here. And we'll dive into our subject right on time today. So that'll be good. Top benefits for maintaining good health. Some of the things that you do. Hi, Mindy. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you tuning in. We're going to get started right away here. Just got one last thing I got to take care of. Up, and we will be on a roll. I don't want my display to keep turning off. So there, now we're good. All right. So there are several that you and I kind of kicked around today.
Yes.
And I know that you folks will be able to contribute as well. And the content of the discussion today really covers, you know, this is like our personal health habits, right? Mm-hmm. Our lifestyle. It covers a lot of different things that we all know that when we do them, we actually perform better.
Absolutely.
We feel better. Our bodies, we rest better. We can stay in motion better if we want to go out hiking or whatever. So there's a lot of things that we all do personally that we know for ourselves. And that's why this one-size cookie-cutter-fits-all approach to disease management has never been a success, because everybody needs something slightly different. We all need good rest. We need a good diet.
Yes.
We need good movement, good stress reduction techniques. But what that looks like is different for everybody, right? And how our bodies Everybody is different. So the first thing we have on our list, Craig, is talks about expenses.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow. If that's not a motivator, there's certain things that motivate people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pleasure-pain principle that psychiatry and psychologists,
yes,
and coaches have talked about for decades, is that a lot of times we'll do more to avoid pain than we will to pursue pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work harder to avoid pain. We don't want to be in pain. We want to do things that really position us to avoid that kind of thing. So,
and if you're involved in the medical world, you're in pain financially.
Yes, there is a tremendous financial burden that we can experience. And don't get me wrong, modern medicine in certain ways is amazing, and it's
absolutely
needed. And I certainly would not discourage, you know, having primary care physician, things of that nature. But for the most part, when you think of a primary care physician, you see him once a year.
Yeah.
If that, right? Once a year.
For your yearly physical and blood work and
things
stuff
of that
like
nature.
That.
But what happened to the other 364 days, right? What did you do in terms of positioning yourself to maintain optimum health? So,
did you eat right? Did you sleep right? Did you drink enough water? And I mean water.
Yeah. Not carbonated beverages.
Yes.
So the number one thing that we come up with, the top benefits for maintaining good health, is to avoid the tragic expense of ill health.
Yes.
Right? And we're talking chronic. When it comes to emergency medical, nobody disputes the fact that lives are saved every day. I've said this Absolutely. Many times over the years, and I stand by it. There's lives saved every day when modern medicine steps in, when it needs to stabilize somebody and get them back on the path. But in between that, you know, maintaining good health is really our responsibility. It's no one else's responsibility.
The only one that can take care of you is you.
Yeah. Another aspect and benefit of maintaining good health. Years ago, I took my son Liam and we visited the long-term care facility you know where I'm going with this. And one of my clients, as she aged, found herself over there. She's a beautiful lady. We ended up going there and visiting her, and I wanted to take my son. It's kind of a day of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into those facilities, you unfortunately see what happens and the care, the quality of life as we age, but we age in a decrepit state.
Mm-hmm.
We age with these chronic maladies, lots of medications, several procedures, things of that nature. And aging in a decrepitude, boy, that is hard to witness.
It's hard to witness. I feel for people that are suffering from it.
Yeah.
You know, especially because I know that there are things they can do to help improve their health naturally.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be in such a decrepit state.
Yeah. When we put energy and time, and no one does this perfectly, by the way.
Yes.
But when we put energy and time and some focus on a daily routine that supports us and make wise choices consistently, mm-hmm. not perfectly, but consistently, that's the key, is that as we age, because time's undefeated. You and I had this conversation earlier today. Time is undefeated, okay? And we all are going to face moving on to our future home, okay?
Yep.
We're kind of travelers on this, journey of life. We're travelers. We're just fellow travelers on our way to our permanent home. And while we're here, I think it's important to maintain some discipline so that we avoid that last 5 or 10 years of chronic pain, no energy. People in wheelchairs. I mean,
yeah, staying in bed all, can't 23 out of
no fulfillment
hours,
or enrichment, yeah. Right? Joy, right? There's another benefit to paying close attention to taking good care of yourself is as we age, and every day we age another day.
Yes. Okay. It will not stop.
And nobody's exempt from time, right? But while we're here, if we invest that time wisely,
I would much prefer a better quality of life
than length of life.
Quantity of life.
You make 85 in the last 10 or 12 years is ugh.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, if I can't go out and swing a golf club, if I can't, ride my motorcycle, if I can't do some of the basic things that I like to do,
yeah.
You know, spend quality time with my family to where, we can go do something, go have a meal or spend time together. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
To me. And this is a personal preference. But I've always believed that it's a lot better to have good quality in life and be somewhat fit to where you can enjoy your later years in life.
Yeah.
And not be all drugged up. I'm 65 years old. I'm not on a single medication that is
over the counter, prescription or whatever, yeah,
and on a regular basis, like so many people,
yeah,
and
you still have all your parts but one.
Yeah, they did get my my gallbladder, but that was before I knew about all of this stuff. They got that early.
Yeah.
I know that supplementation sometimes can be a little spendy, but supplementation is a whole lot better than spending the money on some of these drugs and things that they're putting out there. And the supplementation can actually, along with a really good diet, you know, if you invest into learning how to eat properly, it will keep you off of the drugs later.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
Or less of it. We had a client that was on 17 medications, grossly over-medicated. This was some years ago. Spooky case, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, she was what we would refer to as medical wreckage.
Yep.
She had spent way too much time in medical land on chronic illness. And again, there's a difference between chronic care and emergency medical. There's a different pathway there. Well, when she got here, she told a very compelling story about how she found in her husband's desk one of our old client handbooks, which outlines the cleanses and some of the philosophies and things that we apply with people and try to get them to embrace. And he had passed away a couple of weeks earlier from her coming here. He had passed away from cancer. And in this little old handbook of ours, there was notes that he had written, questions, things of that nature, but he didn't take action. He didn't put forth, you know, hey, I'm going to call, I want to talk to Dan, or I want to come to a class or whatever, and find and explore if there's some options for me that will enhance my health and help me perform better. And so when she told the story in class, it's like, well, there's clearly she's God sent here. And if I turn her down or you know, not, you know, try to be of service to this woman, you know, God might have a way with me and strike me dead with lightning or something. So I... You know, we took her on after she agreed to go to a primary care physician, and the wife's coming in, and have those med list evaluated. And here's what the evaluation showed. She was on 17 medications prescribed to her by four different doctors who were not communicating on her case. She had some pretty intense interactions listed in the literature. And the gal that she went and saw instantly in the moment took 8 of those 17 medications away from her in that moment. And so she dropped from 17 to 9. And then she came back and said, okay, I've had that evaluated. We've dropped this. Let's see what we can do. And over the course of about 10 months, she lost 53 pounds. She was on oxygen when she got here. She was able to get rid of the oxygen tank. And she dropped her medication list from the remaining 9 to 3 at one-third. It was one-third their original dose for those. So I share that story because the way I described the story was exactly the truth. She came here on medications. She was in ill health. She got evaluated. She put forth the effort. She trusted to get rid of those because 17 medications are part of the problem. They will never be part of the solution. Mm-hmm. And she understood this in terms of achieving and then maintaining health. She had to get some health back and then try to maintain it. And she put forth the effort on what we had suggested that she do. So she did the work. Yeah, you know, as Craig and I would say, hey, you know, we get to collect the fee for God healing you. I mean, we don't. Yeah. that's, you know, it's kind of a comical way to look at it.
We're here to do is guide you,
be a trusted guide as best we can, and again, our stuff is not perfect either, but it beats the alternative. It definitely beats the alternative out there in a chronic situation. So, more often than not, it's proven itself to be about 90% effective. So. Plug into that philosophy. Plug into that mindset. Hey, Dolores, thank you for joining us. Give that some real thought, because it's our responsibility. It's me not positioning myself to take care of my own personal health is kind of like me expecting the neighbor to mow my yard when it gets out of control.
Yeah, that doesn't work out well.
Right? It's like I'm passing my personal responsibility on. Not that you don't need good advisors, not that you don't need a primary care physician in a lot of cases. But when it comes to taking the day-to-day investment to preserve your health as long as possible, these are just some of the benefits. And please, if you have some, now we got a few folks on here watching live, if there are some things that you do on a consistent basis that you know helps you perform better, maintain optimum health, avoid the medical merry-go-round, I call it, from a chronic standpoint, by all means, please drop a note and let us know what your thoughts are. We appreciate you chiming in. Perform better, longer. We touched on that. Think about the emotional stress. Stress is a key component.
Stress in any form.
Stress in any form. You know, I find it interesting that with the current global health scare that's taking place, and it's real, by the way, but there's a lot of fear involved with that. Forget the reality of a virus. There's fear involved with that. One of the agencies out there that some people pay close attention to, some don't, the CDC, said that if you want to increase your risk of infectious state and in the current health conditions that are out there, you there's three things that they mentioned that will increase it 400%. One, obesity. Two, being a diabetic, which is, by the way, type 2 is within your control to influence and improve drastically. And number three, stress or anxieties. Well, we can see how this entire situation has been handled in a manner that created a tremendous amount of burden from the standpoint of stress. Lockdowns, can't see loved ones, nursing homes, you know, the stress, there's just compounding.
Stress and fear go hand in hand.
Yep. It's one of the top three things that was listed as a 500 or 400% increase in risk. And so do things that help you get rid of that stress. Do things that help you maintain a positive mental attitude. Lots of prayer, meditation, read the Bible, attend church, and whatever it is that you need to do, do lots of it.
Play golf.
Yeah, Craig and I get out and play golf. You know, which is movement, and
I ride motorcycles because I enjoy it.
We love riding the motorcycles. So these are just some of the things. Again, if you have comments, please be sure and list them. One of the benefits is that you learn how to be proactive rather than reactive.
Yes,
being
that's huge,
proactive.
Folks.
Reactionary care is knee-jerk stuff. Reactionary care is looking for a long-term solution to a short-term problem.
Mm-hmm.
Being proactive means that you're taking a lot of these things into consideration that affect your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And doing something about them. So every day, look for ways that you can take some proactive actions rather than reactionary actions. Being proactive is always a better deal than react. Doesn't mean it always wins, but it's a much better deal than being in a reactionary state to what's going on.
If you're always reacting to something, you're not advancing, actually, when it comes to your own health.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, fighting stuff off all the time, you're not able to advance. You're not able to, you know, enjoy the life that we have. You know,
that's a great point, because, and it's a segue into when we stay on top of our health as best we can. When we do face a point in life where we need help, where we need some stability or emergency medical or whatever, we tend to get through it better,
faster,
and bounce back faster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's also something to consider. It's kind of like having an insurance policy.
Yeah, the great thing is
you pay a little bit every month. You feel it.
You bounce back.
You feel it, right? It's kind of like your own personal health and wellness insurance policy. Mm-hmm. You're making a little bit of an investment on a daily basis, monthly basis, right? But when the day comes that you do need some type of intervention or care, you tend to always bounce back better and usually a little faster than most other people. So that's always something to consider too, is that you're making an investment for today so that you can avoid as much as possible tomorrow.
One of the great statements that we used to say a lot was, good health is the best insurance you can have.
Yeah.
Best health insurance you
can have is good health, absolutely.
You know, it keeps you from having to pay out for all of this stuff that you shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Just by taking care of yourself.
And I think one of the things I think that can stand in the way of people developing those skills or those habits sometimes is that we're so unfortunately, hey Jenny, thanks for joining us. We're so unfortunately groomed in this country to think in terms of quick fix
mm-hmm.
rather than health restoration. If you've ever restored anything, a motorcycle or a car or built a chair or varnished a table or whatever, it takes some time. It takes some focus on doing the right things.
Absolutely.
And it takes a little
time. In the right order.
For restoration. And in this country, the mindset has been obliterated into one that's not practical, it's not real, it doesn't work. That if you take the pill for the ill, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just take the pill for the ill and you'll be fine. And
you may not have a symptom, but I guarantee you, you're not fine.
Exactly. So there's more work to be done.
Yes.
More work to be done. So that's just something to consider, that you're making that investment for the future. No one is perfect at this, but it is a process. It's not an event. Getting healthy is a process. In most cases, people from a chronic illness standpoint, takes them 3 to 6 months to get stable, 1 to 3 years to get well.
Yep.
If we can do it faster, we will. But it's not about us. It's about the person's compliance with the program.
Absolutely.
Paying attention to dietary habits, following, you know, a good plan of supplementation that meets their needs the best possible. So consistency trumps perfection. Just remember that. Anytime you're doing this, it's a process, not an event, and consistency trumps perfection. Those are some of the philosophy things that we stand on so that we can position people and ourselves
mm-hmm.
to thrive for as long as possible. I mean, Craig and I both had COVID. We know we did.
I know I've had it.
We know we had it. Hey, Kathy, thanks for joining us. We know we had it, okay? And it's a brutal flu, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the symptoms are just really intense. No one's disputing that. But the reality is we bounced back through faster,
mm-hmm.
Not without some fatigue and ache, body aches, and all the stuff that comes with it. But we did bounce back through it.
Yes.
You know? And so, you know, we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the care. We're grateful for what we get to do and apply to our own lives. And so it's just a really, it's a wonderful way to live as we, you know, travel these roads of life. So
here's a couple of things that you might want to watch out for. One is called SAD.
Oh.
The Standard American Diet.
Yeah. Start there. You know, start with what you can influence.
Start working on changing what you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is to avoid crap.
What'd you say?
Sorry about the word, but it's an acronym for CRAP.
CRAP.
Okay.
What is
carbohydrates,
CRAP?
Refined.
Carbonated.
Carbonated.
Yeah.
Beverages. Refined foods, artificial, dyes and colorings, and highly processed food.
Processed. CRAP.
Yeah. So you want to avoid that to the very best of your ability. Now, I know I'm not supposed to say that kind of words on this stuff.
These folks are adults.
I think everybody can handle it, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, avoid those things as best you can. And just in doing that, you'll automatically start losing weight.
Yeah, the byproducts of harmony.
You'll start feeling better. You'll start detoxing your body. And you'll start eating things that are actually nourishing you rather than actually causing problems.
Yeah.
You know, nourishment is so important. We as a nation eat for pleasure.
Yeah.
Rather than nourishment.
Purpose. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's so important to stop believing that you got to have dessert because you ate your vegetables. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest things that Craig and Tammy and I as practitioners face with people is helping them understand when you don't know what to do, do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't know what to do,
take it a step at
a time.
Do
what you can do. You know, the Atkins diet was good for some people.
Mm-hmm.
The South Beach diet, good for some people. The ketogenic diet, good for some people. I've seen a lot of people really do well with that. But when they stay away from this garbage or dirty keto
mm-hmm.
Way of describing.
Paleo is a good way to eat.
Dominic D'Agostino, if you go on YouTube, look up Dominic D'Agostino. He does a 10-minute and 29-second video on how keto and cancer don't exist together.
Yeah, they don't mix.
Yeah, he was an amazing, still is. Hey, Janet, thanks for joining. Hi, Elsie, thanks for joining us. He is an amazing PhD in nutrition, did all the studies for the Navy SEALs. and they were using the rebreathers, which means mm-hmm. they don't put off any bubbles when they're diving.
Mm-hmm.
And they can sneak up on people and they sneak away undetected. Well, the rebreathers were giving these guys seizures,
mm-hmm.
tremors and seizures. And he convinced the Navy compound down in Florida that if he would be allowed to build a hyperbaric chamber and study these men in this in condition, that he would be able to identify from a metabolic standpoint why they were having this problem. He did that, took out the CRAP
mm-hmm.
from their diet, okay? And not only did he see the tremors and the seizures stop, but these guys lost weight, they had better stamina and energy. Johnny, this is a public site. You terrible you. Our organs need food, nothing synthetic. So stop synthetic supplements. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stay with whole food concentrates, herbal remedies or extracts, like what Country Doctor Herbals produces, mm-hmm. Or like good quality products like Standard Process, things like that. So thank you for the comment. Very good, very good. But he proved that you could change physical performance by dietary nutrition. Mm-hmm. He proved it. And he did it about 12 years ago, something like that. And if you look him up on YouTube, he talks about all the other additional benefits, including the elimination of cancer from the body, because the body's immune system. Here's the one thing I want to mention, too, as we get ready to wrap this up, because mm-hmm. it reminds me, the immune system. The conversation you and I and James were having this mm-hmm. morning. Johnny, you're a bad boy. Yeah, Johnny is a bad boy. We're going to kick you off the site, Johnny. Do it again. When we go through symptoms, okay, the immune system is triggered by some form of pathology.
Yep.
We're going to finish on this note because this is a really...
virus, bacteria,
fungus.
Yep. Parasites.
Yep. Yeast.
Something like that.
Not all the symptoms that the body goes through has anything to do with the pathology. Has nothing to do with it. The presence of the pathology triggers the immune system, and your body will take itself through a purification process.
Yep.
Headaches.
Fevers.
Oh, yeah. We love you too, Johnny. Headaches, fever, fasting, not hungry, mm-hmm. intense fatigue, body aches, sweats. There's a lot of things that go into when your body is purifying itself. So go with me on this understanding.
It's trying to get rid of something.
It's trying to get rid of it's cleaning the environment that allowed the pathology to thrive in the yep. first place. So it's deep cleaning. And it may do it for a week, it may do it for a month. But it's deep cleaning the environment. If you go into your kitchen and search around, chances are you don't see a bunch of rats, rodents, cockroaches running around. Okay, here's why. But if you go to the dump,
mm-hmm.
if you go to the dump where there's toxic, congested garbage everywhere, mm-hmm. then yeah, that's a great breeding ground for vermin, for rats, for, you know, for all
really
kinds of pests.
Right?
But, yeah. So the point is this. If you clean up an environment, you remove that support,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's see. Moods change too when toxins leave. So warn your spouse. Yeah. Yeah, you might be going through, you could go through an emotional detox as well.
Absolutely.
When you go through that, you're more depressive, more full of fear, moody, irritable, depression again, irritability, cry at the drop of a hat. Yeah.
Have trouble sleeping.
Yeah. Jenny knows what she's talking about. So there's an emotional detox that'll go along with this that can happen with people. These are normal processes. See, what happens is I'm experiencing a symptom that I don't like and I don't enjoy. The bug did it. Mm-mm. Your body's response to the bug plays a key role in how your body's trying to detoxify or purify. Coughing,
mm-hmm.
right? Expelling phlegm, okay? Things of this nature. The key is to understand that it's not always, these symptoms aren't always bad. In our Nutrition 101 class, we talk a lot about reprogramming or mm-hmm. healing crisis. That's what the old nature paths and old mm-hmm. nutritionists turn of the century used to refer to it as a healing crisis. Your more modern chiropractic realm kind of talks about reprogramming, okay? But we will go through that. When we're challenged by something, we will go through that. I did.
Especially fever.
Especially fever. That's the body's way of killing the bacteria or the
pathology
infection.
Pathology doesn't like living in a really, really hot environment.
Yeah, and the hot helps the metabolic function to detoxify at a deep cellular level better. So it all works together. These bodies are divinely created. They're divinely created. And for the most part, not always, but for the most part, will take really good care of us if we will do our part.
Yes.
And take good care of it. So it's a good topic. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate you tuning in. The next topic on the 22nd, this is one that Craig used to have a very close relationship with. Bronchitis.
Bronchitis.
We'll let Craig spend a few minutes next week sharing with you his personal journey away from that and the repetitive, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it's a pretty amazing story of his own personal health journey, restoring function in the body. And so next week on the 22nd, we will be discussing bronchitis. And remember, always the first and third Tuesday of the month here at the Country Doctor, 6:15 p.m., the orientation class.
Yes.
The first
that
and third Tuesday.
We teach you what we do.
Well, we share with you what we do, how we do it, why, right. Most importantly, why. And it's a 30-minute class for attending the class. Your first two visits are complimentary.
Yep.
So we can do an initial and a follow-up evaluation. Make sure that you understand your responsibilities for achieving or maintaining optimum health and that you're willing to follow that plan. And then we've got the last two, well, it's not the last Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday of every month, 6:15 here at the office, is the Nutrition 101 class. This class is about an hour and 15 minutes, and it's open to the public. So if you're in the Cheyenne area and you want to come and join us for an evening, you're certainly welcome to do that. You do not have to be a client of the clinic to experience that educational discussion.
And it is a very educational class. We don't try to talk about anything other than
diet
health,
lifestyle. And diet and lifestyle. We don't talk about the testing procedures, the supplements, kinesiology, none of that. This is all focused on a good platform for you to stand on for your diet and lifestyle understanding and application. Again, not knowing what to do, do what you can do. Start getting some good education, come to class.
Benefit and maintain your health.
The last comment before we have to wrap it up, because it's 1:30 now. We got to get into exam rooms.
Yep.
Is on October 11th, the second Monday in October, Catherine is starting back up her classes on the vaccine information, being well informed consent, that type of thing. So if you're in the Cheyenne area, October 11th, we will pick that class back up. It's the second Monday, 6:15 p.m. here. And we look forward to you joining us. And as always, thank you so much. Hey, Shelley, thanks for joining us. Total Wellness Radio podcast. Look it up on iTunes, Spotify, and all your major platforms. This recording will probably be up later today on all those platforms as we do the intro and outro to it. Yep. And thank you again, as always, for joining us. We appreciate you dearly. Have a wonderful and blessed day, and we look forward to you tuning in next week.
Bye, folks.
Take care. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.